Joining us by telephone, Brant Bergeron, who is with Ministry Healthcare, but he's also very well involved with Walk Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about Walk Wisconsin. Just what is it?
Well, it's a non-competitive walking event right here in central Wisconsin. It utilizes the beautiful Green Circle Trail, which is in and around Stevens Point, Plover, Whiting. As I mentioned, non-competitive is really the key operative word. We offer a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles, three-quarter marathon, which is new this year. That's a 19.6-mile event, a half marathon, which is 13.1 miles, and a quarter marathon, which is 6.5 miles. So there's four different separate events all kind of rolled into one on Saturday, June 1st, on the beautiful Green Circle. Again, non-competitive in the fact that there's no bibs, there's no chip timers, there's no jostling for clock times, and it's more about a celebration of how we are living healthier lifestyles, and the event itself really should be a celebration of year-round activity.
A good way to get out and do something healthy that's easy, and that's just walk more.
Yes, we know that walking is probably the most popular form of exercise across the country, but none of us do it enough. So it was about 10 years ago when a few of us got together and decided to utilize the beautiful asset that we have in central Wisconsin, which is the Green Circle, and tie it into promoting healthier lifestyles. So again, the event itself really isn't a beginning. It's more of an end. And our hope is that people are walking year-round, they follow the training regimens, and then they use the event on June 1st as a way to celebrate walking as a healthier part of their life.
You mentioned training regimens. Most people think, oh, I'll go walk around the block, or I'll go walk to the store and back, and they do it once in a while. But there are things that people can do on a regular basis to really enhance their well-being, isn't there?
I think one of the things that we've run into over the course of the last 9 years is the underestimation of what it takes to walk, especially distance walking. There are training regimens for all four of the events. So say June 1st, if you decide to walk the quarter marathon, which is 6.5 miles. If you walk regularly, just a couple miles a day, you're probably able to do that with relative ease. But when you start getting into the longer distances, like the half marathon, the three-quarter, and the full, there is a 12-week, a 14-week, and a 16-week training schedule. Say you've never walked long distances before, we advise you to do some long distances leading up to the event. So those are available at the website, which is walkwisconsin.com, or you can Google marathon walk training and find any number of different calendars. But the bottom line is, if you want to participate, don't underestimate what it's going to take to have fun that day, because we have seen a lot of people who rolled out of bed and decided to walk a half marathon, and at about mile 8, their body starts telling them they hadn't trained enough.
Another thing is having the right equipment. Get some good shoes, right?
Very important, and that's why I think walking is for everyone, because all you need are a pair of shoes. But it is important that you don't walk in flip-flops or sandals or a $4 pair of tennis shoes, that you go visit a local shoe store in your community. You talk to them about the features of the shoe. I would also add that socks are very important in terms of having a wicking sock that provides padding for your feet, and clothing as well. Some wicking clothing. Make sure that, if the sun is out, you're wearing a hat, you're wearing sunglasses, you have lip balm, maybe some lotions or in terms of sunscreen to protect your skin. So there are a number of things, again, on the website at walkwisconsin.com in terms of the types of equipment you need and some tips as you prepare for walking a longer distance.
And I know from my experience, a good pair of shoes and socks prevents blisters, and nobody likes blisters.
And that's the other thing about training, is you get your blisters and build calluses in February, in March, in April, and in early May. Because to your point, the last thing you want to do is get out there on the route and have some blisters develop on the pads of the feet, on the heel, at the back of the feet, near the Achilles. Those are all things that if you don't have those miles in, could happen that day. And again, the last thing we want to see is people having a negative experience on June 1st.
Well, the registration is coming up, the deadline, May 13th. Tell us a little bit about registering.
You can register online at walkwisconsin.com. You can also call the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Stevens Point. That number is 715-344-2556. And May 13th is an important date, because that's not the end of registration, but it's the end of the $25 rate. So it's $25 up until midnight on May 13th, and then from May 14th through the 28th, there's a $35 registration fee. So the early bird discount, we've extended a little bit because, as everyone knows, spring has taken a little bit longer to get here than we all would have hoped. So we wanted people to know that we are giving them that $25 discounted rate until May 13th, and then for the 2 weeks after, they're going to have to pay the $35 if they decide, I guess, more of a last minute to participate.
One thing I forgot to ask you about, and that's to clarify, this is an all ages, whole family event, isn't it?
It certainly is. And again, walking really knows no age and knows no bounds in terms of how old we are. We do have a few restrictions, though, and we do ask that you do not bring strollers because some of the route is bark, some of it is stone. There are roots that you have to go over, so no strollers on the route. And we also ask that you don't bring pets because we don't want dogs and leashes tangled up in people's feet as we are walking with hundreds of people out on the trail. But again, your point about no age limitations, if you can walk and have walked and enjoy that as a family, we totally encourage that. We have had 7- and 8-year-olds who have walked 26.2 miles with family members. So again, no matter how old or how young you are, there is something for you that day, be it the quarter, the full, the half, or the three-quarter. And there's also a kids' walk that day, which offers a 1.3 and a 2.6 mile walk, also in Pifner Park, and that information is also available at walkwisconsin.com.
Anybody has any questions, who should they call?
They can go to the website. We have a frequently asked question tab on the website at walkwisconsin.com. Or again, I'll give you the Convention and Visitors Bureau number, and that's our main point of contact, and that is 715-344-2556. You can give them a call during regular business hours, or if you happen to call early in the morning or late at night when they're not open, just leave a message and they'll be sure to get back to you.
Brent Bergeron from Walk Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We look forward to June 1st.